Here in lesson 94 now, we're going to talk about why the New Testament uses these 27 books. I mean, there's other books out there. There's Apocrypha books, there's early writings, there's secret books. How are these 27 books chosen? If we look at what a skeptic's charge now on the New Testament, click on the screen. This is another charge that's made against the New Testament. How do we know the 27 books in the New Testament are the best and most reliable information about Jesus Christ and the origins and teachings of Christianity? Well, the answer is the canon. It's a Greek word that means rule or norm or standard that describes the books that are accepted as official in the church and they're included in the New Testament. And we look at this from Dr. Bruce Metzger, probably one of the foremost experts in the New Testament historicity and reliability, and one of the interviewers that Lee Strobel used in his case for Christ. So let's go to the second slide and look at what Dr. Metzger had to say. He lived from 1914 to 2007, one of the most influential scholars of the 20th century, PhD New Testament Studies, professor of New Testament at Princeton Theological Seminary. Here's the three tests that he tells us are necessary in order for a book of the Bible to be considered part of the canon or the standard for Christian teaching. Test number one, apostolicity or antiquity. In other words, recognized as having early authorship. Was it written by an apostle or an associate of an apostle before 100 AD? Test number two, catholicity, which means universal conformance. Was it accepted by the early churches in the traditions of the apostles? And then test number three, orthodoxy, rule of faith. It had to conform to the core beliefs already established in the early church. When you apply these three tests, quickly, the Apocrypha books fall off the map. The Gospel of Judas, the Gospel of Thomas, we find all kinds of things in them that do not match or fail at least one of these tests. So here you go. These are the three tests that are applied, and this is how we ended up with the 27 books of the New Testament.